Blog Talk Radio. At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Michael, and I am the host of this program, and you are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I am so super excited. It's like I'm a little kid waiting for Christmas, and I'm talking about our guest, and Steve Spurr is with us, better known as the Psychic Cowboy. He'll be with us here shortly, and I'm excited to have him on. If you haven't watched his I went to YouTube earlier today and posted some on my Twitter account of some of his videos that he's made, some of the gallery stuff, and just awesome person, just a really good down-to-earth guy, and what I could pick up from his videos. And so I'm very honored to have him here with us today. And so, Steve, welcome to the program, and I'll get you on here shortly. Let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we'll talk to Steve. We're not going to be on very long today. We're going to only be on for an hour today, so I don't want to waste a whole lot of time. And so let's go ahead and open with prayer, as we always do, okay? Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity that we have right now in this now moment to hear from you. And Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for Steve, and we thank you for the gifts inside of him, and for him being here tonight to share those abilities with us. And Father, Mother, God, right now I pray for the listeners, as always, and I pray that you would just speak to their hearts today and that you would just touch their lives and meet their needs from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. I pray that you would just bless their socks off of them. And Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for them. Right now, surround us with that white light of the Holy Spirit, that white light of protection, and we thank you for that, and we say namaste, and we say amen, and let's go ahead and let's say hi to my guests, actually. Let's say hi to Steve. Hi, Steve.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. I'm glad you're here. I could hardly wait.
I'll take all the prayers I can get.
Man, I think we all need prayer every once in a while, so now, tell us a little bit about you. We don't really know you, but so can you tell us just a little bit about you in a nutshell here, I guess?
Sure. Because I didn't believe any of this stuff. I'm still the biggest skeptic around, you know.
Right.
I worked at the racetrack with thoroughbreds, quarter horses for 15 years, went back to school, was a bouncer during college, bartender. So I've been around every type of outlaw there is, you know. So hard skin, very skeptical, street education, didn't believe in any of this type of stuff, okay? Had an accident in my 30s, where I was helping my parents move from Fort Worth to Corpus Christi, and I was up in the attic, and it was in the middle of summer, you know, and it was probably 105 outside, and you know, a whole lot hotter up in the attic.
Right.
And so I went to, you know, bringing stuff to the attic and handing it down to my dad. Well, he wasn't there, and I had a heat stroke and fell out of the attic onto my head onto the concrete.
Ooh.
And luckily it was my head, because they said I'm hard-headed anyway.
Right.
You know, went into the hospital. They said, of course, I was unconscious for about a day. But after a lot of CAT scans and tests later, they just said he has a serious concussion. His short-term memory will come back, and then his long-term memory will come back, and he'll be good as good, you know, right as rain. It wasn't but like about 2 months after that I started having the prophetic dreams, and people that I know had died, just barely known, were coming to me and talking to me in my dreams, and I'd go look them up, and sure enough, they did die, and that's where they were buried, and started hearing music that wasn't there, and started hearing voices, you know.
Right.
And that type of deal. And I seriously thought I was schizophrenic, okay?
Right.
And so I didn't tell a soul, you know. Things would happen. I'd see spirit. I could hear different pieces in part. I dated my wife for 2 years, and after the first year, I said, well, I better level with her. So, you know, if she knows I'm crazy, maybe she's not going to want to marry me.
Right.
And she thought it was a gift from God, you
right.
know. And it wasn't a week after that I told her that you know, I was living in an apartment at the time, up at 3 o'clock in the morning, could not sleep. I'm surfing 250 channels on the television, come up across The Best of Maury Povich, and it was about John Edward. And I was just fascinated with this guy. And then he started talking about how he started hearing voices and seeing spirit, and how he was a skeptic before and everything. So that's when I started investigating. And I have a friend that says, you know, John Edwards spawned thousands of mediums, because it was okay to come out of the closet then, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I talk to dead people. I see dead people. That
right.
type of deal. So still accept it. You know, if I want a sign from my guides, one's not good enough for me. I got to ask for three, you know.
Right.
And if God comes to talk to us and he's talking to me, you know, in a burning bush, I'm going to say, I appreciate the message. Could you give me two more signs, please? It's just the way I am.
Yeah.
And it helps, you know. I mean, when I studied for, found the best mediums around the country that I could, and I studied for 7 years, you know, and getting better till I thought I could give messages. I wanted to give names. I'm an evidential medium. So I want, you know, not just to say an older lady's coming through that's your grandma. I want her name. I want to know the city she lived in. I want to know how she died. I want to know what her dog's name was. I want to know, you know, who her husband worked for, things
right.
like that, you know.
Right. That's pretty good. Now, when you did step out, was it scary for you, or how did that go for you when you first started stepping out?
Of course, me being the skeptic and me judging people that do what I do,
right.
I was going like, oh, wow, you know, this is, how critical was I,
mm.
you know, and you, I guess the biggest thing is once you find out there's life after death and everybody can see you and hear you and like, but there's no judgment on the other side, but you're going like, oh, man, I must have really disappointed a lot of my friends and grandparents that were on the other side, you know?
Right.
And I think that was the most deal. It makes you kind of look at your life and going like, wow, what, you know, where did I screw up and what things bad if there is karma and you know, I'm going to see my life flash before my eyes. So I'm thinking about how can I pay it forward so far in advance that I'm going to be okay my next couple of lives, you know?
Right.
So it's real hard. I think the easiest way is when people, like my students, they're around people, you're going to get things, okay? And sometimes it's a friend or a mother or father coming through, and they're going, I need you to tell my son I'm alive and well and tell him this information. And I don't ambush people, so I don't walk up to people and,
right.
and just do that. But if they're friends of yours or family, I always tell them that you had a dream. and that their loved one came through to you, and this is the message they gave to you, and you just thought it was so wild. And then the people's going like, because a lot of people are in that situation where they don't want to come out and talk about it. And once you can say in the safety of it's a dream, you're going like, oh, I get that kind of stuff all the time. You know, right. And have you ever heard of the mediums? You know, John Edward, John Holland, Lisa Williams. Oh, yeah, I'm really into that kind of stuff. And then it just grows and you can find out, you know. Now I don't care what anybody thinks of me because I've seen it all and done half of it, you know.
Right. Now, how long have you been doing this now?
For almost 10 years.
Man, that's a while.
Yeah. And now I've only been professional that half that time, where I was actually charging people, you know. And there's a big difference because I'm one of the mediums that if I can't bring through somebody for you in the first 10 minutes, 15 minutes of a reading, and you can't validate this stuff, I'm not going to charge you. I'm going to give your money back, and because I don't want to waste your time or my time. And I think that's it's real hard because a lot of the big mediums, you know, they're just going to give you what you get, and if you can't make sense of it, you know, you go on with it. And I just don't think that's right. And it's hard enough, and you know, in this profession, there's just so many criminals out there and fakes and things like that. And you know, when I hear people are certified through a certain agency or through a certain medium or whatever, it doesn't matter about that because different mediums read different people and have different specialties and everything. So,
right. You
know, till you get a word of mouth from somebody, and that's why I have small group readings and gallery readings where it just costs 10, 15 bucks to get in to see what, you know, you get a dip of the ice cream right then, and if you like it, well, then you can come back and get a whole bowl, you know.
Yeah, I'm the same way. You know, a lot of times people say, well, why do you do it so cheap? And I go, because, you know, it's a sample. You know, it's them getting to know me, and then if they like what they hear.
And see if it's the real deal.
Then they're going to set up a reading with me.
Exactly. And that's why you do. So there's tons of mediums out there that are not very well known that have development circles or do little galleries. And it's not that expensive, and that way you can go out, test the water, see if you like them, and you may even get the message in the gallery. You know, when I have 40, 50 people, in a 2-hour gallery, I'm only going to hit, you know, maybe 8 to 10 of them or whatever. But you can also learn from other people's messages. You know,
And that's one thing I learned when I started doing galleries. You know, I think, okay, well, you know, these people are coming to hear. You know, they're wanting to make contact with their loved ones. And, you know, and like you said, you know, when we have a room of 40 to 50 people in there, we're not going to get to everybody. There's no way.
Right.
And so I was a little disappointed, and Spirit told me, said, hey, you know what, they're getting something.
Right.
You know, otherwise they wouldn't come, you know.
And that's why they watch the TV mediums, you know.
Right.
Oh, my God, if that's true for them, it must be true for me.
Yeah.
And when you do galleries, I also like it's a teaching, it's a way to teach too.
Right.
There's so many misconceptions. I brought through, you know, people and like a young man and his mom will say, well, you know, he sounds good and all that's correct. I can validate all the information, but how are you getting this if he's in purgatory or if he's in hell? You know,
right.
I'm like, no, there's not. Okay, listen. He's in heaven right now. There's nobody that gets stuck in this world or stuck anywhere. That's why you got spirit guides and angels, you know. And now there's different levels in heaven, and you do have to face up to what you did in this life. But, you know, that kind of deal. And it just relieves a ton of people. They go, oh, wow, that's I feel so much better for my loved one. And so many times I'll have spirit come through, and they'll say, please quit praying for me. I made it. You know, did you think I was somewhere else or there was a shot I wasn't going to sneak in heaven or something? And I tell it, yeah, they're there. Quit praying for them. Use your prayers for some other people that need it.
Yeah, you know, I get asked the question all the time, you know, as a medium, you know, people say, well, is my loved ones okay? And I was like, yes.
I can guarantee it.
Yeah.
And I can sure every time someone dies, every time your pet dies, they are in heaven. They have souls. If you have a soul, you're in heaven. Okay.
Yeah. And you know, I was just like, yeah, of course they're happy.
They're happy. Yeah, they're in paradise.
Yeah,
and that's why we come down here to this what what I call Earth School, because you can't learn grief and suffering and pain and all those things in heaven because it's perfect. You come down here, it's all about relationships, not how much money you make, it's how you treat other people and how you grow and evolve your soul, you know?
Right, definitely. Yeah, you know, you were talking earlier in our conversation, you know, that you don't ambush people and, you know, just go up to them and say, hey, you know, so-and-so is here with you. You know, because I don't know if you've ever watched Long Island Medium, but she goes.
Right. And that's what I.
You know, and that's her stuff and that's her cup of tea. And if she wants to do that, that's great. I just don't do that either. I mean,
She's up there in New Jersey, down here in Texas. You'll get shot for doing that.
Right. And I'm here in Kansas, and so you probably get shot here too. So,
And that's okay. Everyone has their style. I think some of the producers, you know, because they have to talk to some of the people beforehand.
Right.
But that, on TV, you got to remember, they get to edit very heavily, you know. And like when I post my videos in galleries and stuff like that, you'll see the pauses that I do and the reaction of the people. And it's not just like you're reading a book, you know, from the book and everything. And that's why I like the earlier episodes of John Edwards when he was on sci-fi TV, you know, compared to The Crossing Over, because it showed all the things. And this is why I know his name was Richie, because he showed me Richie Cunningham, you know, and that kind of deal.
Right. Yeah, you know. Yeah, and you know, I think for me, I mean, you know, you mentioned John Edwards. You know, for me as well, you know, John Edwards is somebody that, you know, that I admired and looked up to. And you know, he's paved the way for a lot of people, like you said, to step out of the closet and say,
everybody
hey, here
beat him up. Everybody beat him up, and he's legit. You know, him and Gordon Smith, the medium in Scotland, Glasgow, Scotland, are my two favorite mediums. And they're no nonsense, no BS. They tell it like it is. They, when they know that you're getting the message and they're getting it right, they say, you know, do it. Write it down. Yeah, I guarantee it's for you. You're gonna figure it out. You know, none of the hauntings, none of the spooks type deal. You know, it's just that's all for TV. That's just for ratings and stuff. When you get down to it, it's just like your grandma wants to get a hold of you because you don't know where the safety deposit key is, and I'm gonna tell you because she left you a lot of money, something like that.
Yeah, awesome. Now, is there any crazy stories that you'd like to share with us? I mean, everybody has.
Oh, every time I do readings, I just try to knock their socks off, you know.
Right.
And I welcome skeptics to my circles and my galleries because I'm a skeptic still.
Right.
You know, just because someone says they're psychic or they're a medium, you know, that doesn't mean nothing until I can see what they actually do, you know.
Yeah.
And I've had the benefit of working with a ton of psychic fairs and with other mediums, and some can knock your socks off, and some they should still be training before they get to that point, you know.
Right.
I just love, I guess I'm dyslexic and ADD, and I don't remember names since my accident. So, but I remember faces, and you know I'm clairaudient and clairvoyant. So they're showing me symbols, and the symbols are easier for them to show me than it is just to say the name or say the words or something like that. So you know, usually they're showing me slow motion home movies in my head, and they're kind of narrating by it. So if I see the picture, I describe what the woman's looking like, what she's wearing, you know, any. She has a cane or what kind of glasses she's wearing, what kind of dress, whatever. And they're going like, well, that's, and I said, who do you think this is? And they say, I think that's my mom. And then the spirit will say, no, that's the aunt. That's Aunt Sally. Okay. And they'll go, oh yeah, she looks like that. I love it when kids come through because when adults come through in spirit, they're rattling off so much information that it's almost like I'm listening to a Spanish radio station and I'm translating to you. So I don't hardly remember anything that said just 5 minutes ago, you know. I'm just trying to get it all out. So they're trying to prove with so much validation they're alive and well on the other side. Usually the last 5 minutes, it might be, you know, the message is, I love you, we're watching you, we're supporting you, we're around you all the time, and then they'll give some, you know, other validations of what they've done the last week or whatever, you
right.
know. I love it when children come through because I think that's where we really help the parents the most, knowing that they're with their loved ones on the other side. Grandpa was there or dad was there to meet the child. They're having a great time. They've got every single dog that y'all have ever had because they're calling them all out by name and describing them to me, you know.
Right.
But they're just, they're more awed by it. Sometimes a two-year-old will be talking to me, and I don't realize he's a two-year-old because I don't ask anything of the sitter. I just ask to hear their name, okay?
Right.
And then tell me what relationship you'd like to hear from to try to narrow it down. So if it's a son, okay, I'm looking for a son energy because I base my readings off the vibration, off their name and their voice.
Right.
I believe their soul group is going to have a vibration very similar to that and a location on the FM dial, like 98.7. Mom's going to be 98.9. Dad's going to be 98.6. You know, that kind of, that's what I'm feeling for in frequency. The children, though, because they're growing on the other side, sometimes I think I'm talking to 20-year-olds or 22, 23-year-olds, you know, and
right.
because they're so articulate and they're talking about, you know, children's type stuff, and I'm going like, you know, he's not talking about junior high or high school or anything. I don't get this. And then come to find out, it's because they're 2 years old or 3 years old. Well, if they die, they'll name off every toy they had, the pets, their sisters,
right.
everything. And then what everyone's doing in the last 2 weeks, you know.
Right.
I had one little girl that's crossed over that she was 12 years old when she died. And her mom and aunt wanted to know, you know, what was heaven like? And she showed me pictures of just the most, you know, beautiful. They said it's so bright that you're going to need sunglasses when you first cross over. She said, and they asked her what it was like. And she told who was there to meet her. And she said, it was just like I had woken up from a dream. Okay? Her 12 years of life on earth was like one night's sleep, waking up and finding you're back home again. Okay, and that just really knocked my socks off and just blew my mind because I'm going like, because they always say there's no time in heaven, you know,
right.
and I'm going like, you know, a whole life in heaven terms might be 24 hours, 36 hours, you know, compared to what we're living down here. So you have many, many opportunities to do it. I love hearing from the children. I love it when they bring their pets through and say, you know, we got so-and-so's dog, and we've got so-and-so's dog. And I don't doubt it. You know, don't doubt it one bit.
Right. Well, we got some people that would like to talk to you, I'm sure, if you want to take a few calls here.
Sure. Let me tell you about one other thing I've got.
Okay.
I put out, because I had so many requests from young people, that they would write me and say, my life is at a crossroads.
Right.
What do I do? Okay, I just don't have a clue. You know, they're not convinced the church is the right way to go, and they have all these conflicting beliefs and everything. I wrote a book called Crossroads, A Guide to Finding Your Path, because I was told when I first started out by four or five different really big mediums that I'd be following the red path. And so I studied Native American spirituality and for like the last 10, 12 years. And I believe everyone has a path. You wrote down a list of everything that you wanted to accomplish in this life. And when you get off that path, that's when you get you know the relationship's not right, you know something else isn't right, And you just know with your, so it's your guides and your angels' jobs to get you back on the path, okay?
Right.
If you're in heavy-duty grief, you're not on back on the path till someone like us can give you some release and to prove to you that you're alive and well. So I wrote a book called Crossroads, Finding Your Path, and it's about a way to find what you really want to do in this life, and it's your guides and angels that are putting these ideas into your head
Right.
And then you follow up on them. So I really wrote it for the young people, but I've had so many adults that have in mid-crisis in their jobs and stuff have been reading it, and
right.
just it made a difference for them. So I just wanted to point that out.
Oh, yeah, and I actually bought that book last night.
Oh, great.
And I read it and, you know, still reading it a little bit. But, yeah, I like it, and you know, I would highly recommend
simple.
It.
It's just so simple,
oh,
you
yeah.
know, to do. And it's just for those people because your guides and angels, everything you've done in your life, I don't believe in accidents. I don't believe in coincidences. Everything happens for a reason. And if
right.
you're real nasty to some people in your life, you did it for a reason. Now you know better, you know.
Right.
I get so many people that say, okay, can you ask your sister about this event? They're going, I'm not talking to my sister. And I just say, all right, time out. Here's the deal. When you're not talking to somebody or not have a relationship with somebody, I say, you realize you're more evolved than they are. They go, yeah, I believe that. I said, if a two-year-old child broke your most precious possession, would you hold that against them the rest of your life? Well, no, because they don't know any better.
Right.
Okay? I said, exactly. Think of your sister as a two-year-old child. She's never going to get to where you are. Not everyone's supposed to awaken in this lifetime.
Right.
So you got to forgive them. You want to be forgiven yourself, but you forgive them, and you write them a letter once a year. You don't have to go eat Thanksgiving with them or anything, but you got to forgive them. Otherwise, other people like that are going to keep on showing up in your life till you learn how to resolve conflict like that in your life and with the other people.
Right.
Go ahead. Let's take some callers.
Okay. Hey, before we do that, let's give people your website.
It's www.cowboypsychic.com or stevespurr.com.
Right. Yeah, and if you forget that, all you have to do is type in Steve Spurr in a search engine.
I'll come
find
up.
It. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, my wife is a hypnotherapist.
Oh,
and
cool.
And of course, me being a skeptic, and you know, thinking about—I mean, it was real hard for me to get over the reincarnation deal.
Oh, right.
And I've done 3 regressions, and I was able to go back on the internet and find out where those places were and the stuff. She's been regressed 17 times. I was in 9 of those lives. Sometimes we were just best friends. Sometimes we were married. Sometimes we were brother sister.
Right.
So, you know, I was just, she's probably done hundreds and hundreds of past life regressions and stuff. So that's another reason that I know what I'm talking about is
right.
true, you know?
Yeah. All right, let's take some of these calls here, and we don't have a lot of time, but
that's all right.
We'll get as many as we can get on here. Let's go. Is there any instructions that you need to give them before?
Just let me hear them say their name. And if they want to talk to someone, the relationship that's on the other side, okay? And I'll see if I can get that with that just
okay.
that information,
all
okay?
Right. And I'm going to give instructions because he is a medium, guys. He doesn't probably do the psychic stuff, the psychic questions. So please keep the calls focused on mediumship, okay?
But my theory on the psychic call, and I don't mind that, but I rather because – Every medium is a psychic, but not every
right.
psychic's a medium.
Right.
I'd rather your grandmother come through and say and give you advice
right.
because I've been asking for the lotto numbers for 13 years, and they're not going to give it to me, okay?
Right.
Some things are not meant to be known.
Right.
I had a lady in the circle 3 days ago whose back tire was like 15 pounds low, and her dad mm-hmm. came through and said, you need to do that tire up. You're going to pop a tire. You're going to get in a wreck. She says, well, that little light on the dash says that it needs some air. And I go, if you put air in that tire, that little light will go off, you know. So
right.
that's guidance that they needed to hear. So I don't mind doing guidance, but it needs to be from a relative.
Right, yep. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Donna. You're on, and could you please say your name out loud for us, please?
Hi, Michael. Hi, Steve. My name is Donna. And I wanted to know if my mother or father if they could possibly come through.
Okay. Who had the black and white dog? It looks like a border collie to me. Maybe a mix.
That was our neighbor.
Okay. That is the neighbor crossed over?
Yes.
Okay. She's coming through first. Okay, did Dad have some type of beer memorabilia? Did he have some lights or some steins or something like that? They're talking about beer things. Who is that in your family?
I don't know.
Okay, they're showing me like steins and Budweiser signs, and he's not an alcoholic or something. Someone would have collected some memorabilia like that.
I think those were my brothers, and we collected them, and we had them in the back shed.
Okay. Okay, so,
yeah.
And Dad just trying to validate that, so you can ask your brother for sure, okay?
Yeah,
who had the throat issue? Is that throat cancer or is it esophagus?
My mother had kidney cancer that spread to the body, and my dad had a hole in his stomach.
Okay, well, this is the throat. They're showing me the throat.
I think it was my mother then. The cancer did go to the throat.
Okay. And who's has the Scottish blood in them?
That would be my father's side.
Okay, because he's very proud of that, right?
Yeah.
You need to continue, you know, I don't know if you've done your family tree or anything, but
my sister has, yeah.
Okay, so you have kids?
I don't.
Okay, just make sure it's passed on in the family with whoever knows, because he just really thinks that's important, okay? And you having a relationship issue right now?
I'm not in one. I'm hoping to take care of my elderly friend that lives back east.
Okay.
For something to do, but I'm not in a relationship. I haven't been in one.
Dad was talking about there was some type of a bad relationship. So I don't know if you had a breakup.
With him.
With who?
With him.
Oh, okay. And you know, on the other side, everyone has a higher view, okay?
Uh-huh.
So he forgives you completely. I said if the people that you had stress with and problems with and everything, you wouldn't be the person you are now if those things wouldn't have happened to you. He's very extremely proud of you.
Yeah.
Who has the red hair?
Red hair would be my aunt.
Okay. Is she on the other side too?
She is too.
Okay. So he's just calling that out. What's 1992? Why'd she show me 1992?
92.
Someone born then? Someone died then?
My niece was born in 1992.
Okay, so that's his way of shouting out to the niece.
Yeah, she's taking off and traveling to Australia.
So they're going to be traveling with her then, okay?
Good.
That's good. And who drove the Firebird?
My sister.
Okay, so that's the way of shouting out to sis. Okay, is there a name like Veronica or has a V name? Is it Vicky, Victoria, Veronica, the V name? Connected to mom or dad? Living or crossed?
I don't know.
Okay, remember the V name, okay?
Okay.
I'm almost thinking it's like Veronica, like on the Archies, the cartoon strip, okay?
Oh.
So unless someone had some Veronica memorabilia or something like that, all right? And who's Billy or Bill?
Bill or Billy. That was my dad's brother. Name is Bill.
Is he on the other side, too?
He's on the other side, too.
They're having a heck of a party. And who's drinking the Dr. Peppers?
I don't know.
Someone's talking. They're talking about they got Dr. Pepper in heaven. Who used to drink all the Dr. Peppers on the other side?
I don't recall. I don't know because I didn't see what they drank all the time.
Oh, okay. Ask the brother and sister, okay? And it may be for someone that here. They're just saying, you know, don't worry. When you die, you can drink the Dr. Pepper over there also. And did y'all have a pet named Charlie?
We had a pet named Dino.
Who's Charlie? Is that a person?
Charlie. I don't know.
Okay. Big mixed breed. I think it's a big mixed breed dog. Yellowish color, terrier type hair, you know, 2 or 3 inches. Got a little muzzle on him.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
It's a bigger dog. He's you know, not as big as a German Shepherd, but in between that type of deal. Just a mixed breed.
Oh.
And which one was the smoker?
My dad.
Okay. And you don't smoke, right?
No, I don't.
Okay, lesson learned. All right. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Steve.
They're very proud of you, okay?
Oh, thank you.
So you're on your path. You're doing good. So just keep on doing it.
All righty. Thank you so much.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
And it's not me.
Yeah.
I couldn't do anything. I give all the credit. I used to tell people that, you know, the people in heaven have to lower their energy 50%, and I've got to raise mine 50%. It ain't like that. It's like they're lowering their energy 97%, okay? And I'm lucky if I can get up my 3% to tune in, you know?
Right.
I don't think I've ever had an original thought in my mind after I've seen what my guides and angels do.
Right. All right. We're probably only have time for one more call.
Okay.
But let's go ahead and get Ann on here with you. And Ann, can you please say your name out loud for Steve, please?
Yes. Thank you, Michael. This is Ann. I'm so pleased to talk with you, Steve.
Thank you.
I would love to connect with my mother.
Okay. She showed me a jet. Either somebody's named Jet or someone's getting ready to fly somewhere.
Not to my knowledge. I don't
know
the name.
Write that down. And write down, there. And it's not a cat or a dog or something named Jet?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay. All right. That's all right. Who's the older lady that had to have the oxygen or had the oxygen tube in her nose?
That was my mother.
Okay. And were you there when she crossed?
I got there. I was there the night before, but I wasn't there. She passed.
That's okay. She was just aware of that. Okay. Okay. And I don't know if this is a nursing home or a hospital. Did she ask you to take her earrings off and hold them for her?
No, I can't.
Okay. What's the earring? What's she talking about the earring connection then?
I don't know because she didn't wear them only when she was going out, and she didn't wear them in the nursery.
Were they clip-on?
Yeah.
Okay. She's talking about the clip-on earrings then. Who did she give some earrings to hold or to do something with, unless you just have her earrings?
I have some earrings that were in the family that were clip-on.
Okay. Okay. And she's showing me some puffy-type hair. Is that her?
A little bit.
She said she was very happy with the hair. So did you do something for her hair?
I used to put rollers in her hair every time I came there, and I fixed her up, yes.
And you fixed her up for the funeral?
No.
Or was she in the hospital?
No, but I fixed her up in the nursing home.
Oh, nursing home, okay. She was just very tickled with that.
Yeah, always, yeah. I fixed her hair.
She showed me a jar of pickles. Did Mom like pickles? Did Mom can pickles?
Not to my knowledge. It might be a grandparent or something.
Okay. And see, unless she's trying to get me just say the name Pickle, like it's a dog's name or a cat's name or something.
No.
Okay. That's all right. And do we have an Indiana connection with her?
I have a cousin who moved there.
Okay. She's just recognizing that, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She keeps on, she's pulling down some shades in front of a window, so I'm guessing that the sun's coming in. Did you do something with your window or someone with her house? Did you put new shades? Is it new curtains? What's the deal with the window she showed me?
The only thing I can think of, I just added a few extra verticals that were broken. I don't know.
Okay. Well, how long ago was that?
Oh, maybe 3-4 weeks ago.
Okay. So she was with you when you were doing that, okay?
Okay.
And she's saying she shows you signs around the house, okay?
That's correct, yes.
And are the lights blinking?
Yeah, there's always something going on with my
light. Okay. She's taking credit for that. And like, if the light blinks twice, that's an I love you.
Okay.
So anything, and I always tell, like, you know, John Edwards always tells people, you don't have to go through a medium to talk to your loved ones, and I believe that's true. You ask them for signs and be open for it. I got a grandfather that shows me blue jay feathers, and I'll find them inside my truck. I'll find weed head pennies anywhere. When I have a big decision to make, I go, boy, I wish you were really helping me, Papaw. And, you know, I go to the store and get a pop, and they give me my change. There's a weed head penny, so I know he's there, okay? So,
right. She does show me signs,
but
numbers.
She's very good with electronics, though, particularly, okay?
And I have a lot of problems with mine.
Okay, and what's the deal with the thermostat for the air conditioner?
Well, sometimes I have to keep putting it back on or whatever.
Okay, so that may be a clue to fix it, okay?
Oh.
I mean, get a brand new thermostat.
Yeah.
I think it's out of whack or something, okay? Yeah. Get a thermometer and just test the room temperature compared to what the thermostat says.
Okay.
All right. Now, who's the man that has the gray wavy hair?
Must be my dad.
Okay. Is he a bigger man?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I would think he looked like a football coach to me, okay?
Mm,
with the wavy hair.
That big, but
okay.
Bigger than she was, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He just wanted to come through and you know, they both love you to death. Who lost the child?
My aunt, her sister many years ago.
Okay. They got the child. Okay. And I know it's many years ago, but I think that aunt's still grieving. Okay.
Yeah, I believe that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do believe that.
So just tell her they've got the child. Okay. I highly recommend any type of grief therapy for people. I don't care how many years, if you don't get over it, I tell my sitters, you know, when someone dies, there's a hole in your heart. And,
that's right.
And it's always going to be there. You just
that's
learn
right.
to live with it, okay? You never get over the death in that way, but you live your life and you try to live on for them and make them proud of you with the things that you do, you know?
You're so right. Mm-hmm.
And what's the lemon cake or the lemon squares?
My mother, one of her best recipes was lemon meringue pie.
Lemon meringue pie. That was one of my favorites as a kid. That's why she showed me the lemon.
Yeah,
okay.
She made the best.
Well, great. It was great talking with you.
Well, it was great talking with you. I hope to hear you again, and I'll have to check out your book.
Sure. Thank you
so much. Thank
uh-huh.
you, Mike.
Thank you, Ann.
Good night. Blessings.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are wanting to talk to you, but we just are not going to have the time. But how can they get hold of you since they're not going to be able to talk to you tonight? How can we get hold of you?
Just go on to my website. All my information is there. I have a lot of other information, how to smudge your own house. You know, and to tell your listeners, I tell all my students and my sitters, heaven is not some far-off place near Jupiter or whatever. It's in this dimension, okay? And if you ask the physicist and look into string theory and the M theory, they think there might be 11 different dimensions where we are right now. Heaven's one of those dimensions. It's like a 360-degree two-way mirror, a 16th of an inch thick. All you got to do is say their name. All you got to do is think about them. Think about a picture of them. And that vibration zings, and they get it. They can watch 200 TVs on the other side. They can watch hundreds of lives and be involved in them at the exact same time. I've had students around the table, 12 of us, bring through spirit, and each one of them got something different in the just 2 minutes talking to them. So you know they're talking to all these people at the same time, having conversations with them. So they can hear you, they can see you, and just make them proud. When you get on the other side, you take the higher view, okay? You're not the person you were down here. You're not judgmental. You're not a jerk. You're literally in heaven, and you're the best person you can be, you know?
Right.
They don't have Hitler, you know, talking to the kindergarten kids, all right? But there's places for everybody, and you continue to grow and learn on the other side. But I ask everyone just to reach out. Show them a sign. Be careful what you ask for, because by God, they'll show you, you know?
Yep, right. I always tell people the same thing. You know, I just went down to Colorado, and I did a gallery down there when I was down there. And, you know, this lady came through, and the lady in the gallery is sitting there going, why did she come through? You know, because I guess they weren't all that great, you know.
Right.
Yeah,
but that's who you need to hear from at that
time. That's what I said. I said, she wants to apologize. She wants to say that she's sorry and you know, fix that. And,
yeah.
And you know, and that's why she's coming through, you know.
That's a karma deal. Yeah.
You know, we don't call their numbers. They call us, you know.
Well,
and
I tell people I won't guarantee who's
right.
going to come through, just
right.
that we're going to make connections. Because usually the longer they've been over there for me, the louder they are, and they can get my attention. So it might be a grandpa that died when you were 2 or 3 years old. You're not going to know anything about him, but he'll give us a name, a birth date, a death date, a city he lived in, a city he died in,
right.
something that you can look up. And then while you're doing that, he's running the AT&T lines to us, and he's going to bring through the people that you want to hear from,
right.
you know?
Yeah, because I usually, for me anyhow, usually a very, you know, a strong spirit comes through first, and then, like you said, then the other ones are usually right behind that
They
person.
Kick open the door, and then everything else is good. You know, I may have an aunt come through, but you want to hear from your son, and your son just died 2 months ago. You know, it's still, everything's new to him on the other side and learning how to communicate again. We've brought through people that have died a day or 2 days, but I don't recommend that. I recommend go through the grieving process.
Right.
Give them time to adjust on the other side. 2 months to them is going to be 20 minutes, okay?
Right.
And then let them do. Once you've become, because your head's all foggy, and I'm giving you validation, you know, giving you information after information, you're not able to validate it till later, till you can look and read it and get, oh, that's what he meant. Oh, yeah, that was that dog's name. Oh, that was, you know,
right.
that type of deal. So I never recommend anyone just after someone dies just to go to a medium. You got to go through the grieving process. You got to give them their time on the other side as well. You'll know when it's the right time.
Yeah, because I did a reading for a lady. You know, it was just a few weeks, you know, after her dad passed, and you know, I just mentioned one thing, and then she, of course, was crying most of the rest of the reading. And you
she
know,
couldn't concentrate on the other good stuff you're bringing through.
Couldn't concentrate on what else was coming through.
Yeah.
You know? And so, yeah, I totally agree. You know, I understand. You know, we understand that people want to contact their loved ones, but give everybody some time. And,
right. And ask them for signs.
Right.
You know, ask them for signs, and you'll know when it's okay. When the lights start blinking in the while you're watching your favorite TV shows or their TV shows, and their songs are coming on the radio. Okay, it's good. You know. You can do that. So, yeah, I'm all about asking for signs and things. I always take my recordings. I always ask people, you know, the in-person, so I can send it back to them as an MP3. Just go ask a medium that you're going to go to, you know, and get someone's word of mouth to a medium. There's hundreds and hundreds of great mediums out there. They're not blowing their own horns because they don't want to face the public like we do sometimes.
Right.
Because, you know, I get people, I got relatives that say I'm going to hell, you know.
Right, yes.
I just tell them, well, it's, you know, that's okay because I got friends in both places, you know. You can't explain it to them. They're not supposed to wake up at this time. But,
right.
You know, there's always great mediums and word of mouth. And when you get a reading from me or Michael, go out and tell people about it. You know,
right.
someone's crossed over and they're sad about that. Someone's birthday or anniversary coming up, tell them about it. Hey. I know somebody that can talk to them, you know.
Right.
They're not going to think you're crazy if you've got the proof yourself.
Right. Yep, you do. Well, I hate to do this, but I'm going to have to say goodbye to you.
Well, hey, it was great. It was fun. I sure appreciate talking to you and your listeners.
Well, yeah, and we're going to have to get you back. So
sure.
Yeah. Maybe give you some more time. But, you know, it's been a pleasure having you, and I was like, wow. So, but hey, I was wowed when I looked at your YouTube video. So I was like, okay, because you never know, you know.
Yeah, sure, exactly. I was raised in West Texas, and I'm not bashful, you know.
Right.
And I just tell it like it is, and I say, okay,
right.
someone's coming through, and they're saying, you know, it's your uncle, and he's
right.
saying he was an asshole. Okay, so
right.
and just tell it like it is. There's no need for the, and I'm religious. But I'm not into the woo-woo stuff, you know,
right.
and just tell it like it is, and, it, you know, have a fun life this life. Have fun. Go learn And then once you do, help other people learn, you know?
Definitely. Yeah, well, I'm going to let you go, and we appreciate you so much, and you have a great night, and we'll talk to you again really soon.
I appreciate it, Michael.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Have a good one.
All right. So I'm going to give you his website really quick here, and so you can get hold of him. It is www.cowboypsychic.com. I'm over there right now. There's some really awesome things over there. So check out his website. Set up a reading with him. You know, a lot of times people say, well, why do you have other readers on here and other mediums? Because we're all working together. I believe that with everything inside of me, that we are working for the same purpose, and that is to empower you and to help you. And, you know, I have no problem promoting other people. And so check his website out. It's www.cowboypsychic.com. All right. You can find a link to that right on the show page that you were on over on Blog Talk. All right. Let's see. What else do I need to tell you? We have some other people coming up. We have Sunny Brooks will be with me on Friday night. Wednesday, I'm going to be teaching and doing some readings myself on Wednesday, and we're going to be talking about what it is to be an empath or a sensitive, and so how to deal with that better, what's that all about. You know, a lot of times you hear me say, hey, I'm an empath, but a lot of you scratch your head and go, what is that? So we're going to teach you what that is. Some of you know, some of you don't, so we're going to teach you. If we didn't get you on air today, there was just no way, guys. We just didn't have the time. And, you know, I do apologize. I don't want anybody mad at me. I don't want anybody mad at Steve. We just could not get you on. We will have him back, I promise. You know, he's awesome. And so we're definitely going to have him back here. Maybe we'll get some more time with him the next time around, okay? But I don't want you mad, so don't get mad, okay? All right. A lot of times I've had that problem before. You know, people say, well, why didn't you get me on? I just can't get everybody on. We had 17 people at one time on my switchboard. There's no way that I'm going to get you all on. So it's just the way it is. I'm just not going to be able to do it. All right. So we will be, like I said, back on Wednesday. I'll be on at, I think it says, 1 p.m., but we are going to change that time right now. I will be on at 11:30 a.m. on Wednesday, 11:30 a.m. Central. I'm changing the time, 11:30 a.m. Central. I know it says 1, but we are changing the time to 11:30. All right? Continue to pray for me. Continue to pray for my family. A lot of you know that my mom is not well, and she is at this moment in a nursing facility. It is hard on us. This is just new for us. It's a week old now. And so I would ask for your prayers as we make this change and these transitions in our own lives. Okay? And we'll do the same for you. Promise. All right? Steve, thank you again for being here. And it was just, man, I could have just talked to you for days, actually. So, but I do appreciate you being here. All right, we're going to say goodbye to you for now. And if you would like to get a hold of me, you can do so by writing me at youareawakening@gmail.com. You can check out our website, which is www.insightswithmichael.com. If you've looked at it, it's changed. Spiritual Talk Radio is now on Insights with Michael. And everything is in one place, makes it a whole lot easier. And so check it out if you haven't been there. It's www.insightswithmichael.com. Some really cool things are coming up for me and for this show, and some really things that I really appreciate Spirit doing in our lives. And so it's going to be a really awesome August. So I'm looking forward to it. All right. You guys have a great night. And I'm going to go ahead and find a song to play, and we're going to say goodbye to you. If you'd like to set up a reading, like I said, with Steve, you can go to his website, www.cowboypsychic.com, or you can set up a reading with me on my website at www.insightswithmichael.com. Okay, you be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there. Thank you so much for being a part of Spiritual Talk Radio tonight. Be blessed always. Bye-bye, guys.
The day, oh, the day.